Yes, you tune to KEC 107.7. This is the sound that sets you free. And with this nationwide, this November voter registration weekend upon us, this week we will be focusing on voters registration. And as such, our discussion will focus on the following keys regarding voters registration. Let's talk about it. It's what is voter registration? What is a national common voter's role? Why is it important to register to vote? And why and who can register to as a voter? Where can you register to vote? And when can you register to vote? And how does voter registration work? How to check if you are registered and your address in the voter's roll is up to date? You can also, after the voter's roll, can you also register? And should I register again if I registered for a previous election? And also, how can I register if I am not available during the voters registration weekend? We are talking to Ilke David. She's from the IEC to give us some more insight of the voters registration. Hello, Ilke, and welcome on KC.
Hi, thank you. How are you doing?
Always well, ma'am. Ma'am, can you explain to us what is voters registration?
Well, voter registration is a process where potential voters apply to the Electoral Commission to have their ID number, names and address included in a segment of the voter's roll for the purpose of participating in an election as a voter. Once the application is verified, the voter will appear on the National Common Voter's Roll, and they will be able to vote in any election, whether it be national, provincial, municipal, or even a by-election. Verification is done against the National Population Register, administered by the Department of Home Affairs.
And what is the National Common Voter's Roll?
Well, the National Common Voter's Roll is a record of all people who have applied to register to vote with the Electoral Commission, which is divided into the verified section and a rejected section. In South Africa, we use a continuous voter's roll. This means that voters' names will be added or removed from the voter's roll, and they will not have to register every time there is an election unless the details has changed.
And will the voter's roll be the same at all voting stations?
No, it won't. The voter's roll is segmented into voting districts, and it is alphabetically arranged according to their surnames. So each voting station will have a unique copy of its segment, but the VMD, that's the voter management device, at each voting station will have the entire National Common Voter's Roll on it. Each voter's roll segment is divided into two sections, namely a verified section. This contains the names of all eligible voters who qualify to vote and includes a voter's full name, an ID number, and an address on it. The rejected section consists of rejected voters, for example, voters who are not allowed to vote for one of the following reasons. They are underage. These are voters who have applied for registration at age 16 but cannot vote because they have not yet turned 18 on the date of election. If a voter has applied to be deregistered, if you are deceased, declared by Department of Home Affairs in the National Population Register, persons deleted from the National Population Register, or if you are non-South African citizen.
And can you tell us why it is so important to register to vote?
Why it is important? It is important to register to vote because the voter's roll is used by the Electoral Commission to assist various aspects of the electoral process, such as the election planning as follows. Pre-identification of eligible voters, using the voter's roll as proof of a person's right to vote. You can't vote if you are not registered. Planning for voting, using the voter's roll as a means of determining where voting stations should be located and how many staff and how much material are needed at each section. Pre-identification of eligibility of candidature, therefore removing the need to prove eligibility of candidature during the nomination period. The integrity control for credible elections, using the voter registration process as a means of preventing multiple voting and impersonation. voter education, using the voter's role as a resource to understand the demographics of the voting population for targeted voter education programs, providing voter register data to political parties as candidates in accordance with the law for campaigning and transparency purposes, non-electoral purposes, sharing data with other government agencies for such as the Municipal Demarcation Board for demarcations of wards.
And who can register as a voter in South Africa?
Well, you can register if you are number one, a South African citizen, if you are 16 years or older, in possession of one of the following identification documents. So it is a valid green barcoded ID, a smart ID card, or a valid temporary identity certificate. But when it comes to the temporary identity certificate, you must always check the validation period, the validity of the temporary ID, to make sure that it's still valid when you come to vote or to register.
And where are the places that people can go to register to vote?
You can vote online at register2vote at elections.co.za. You can go to your local electoral commission office from Monday to Friday during office hours. You can register to vote in person at any of the voting stations on the registration weekend. There's a lot of options for you where you can register to vote.
And when is the right time to register to vote? And can one register before or after the voters' registration weekend, the one that was said?
Registration is ongoing, so you can register at any time, whether an election is taking place or not. However, to vote, you must register before proclamation. For example, before the voters' roll closes for the election by the president officially announcing and gazetting the election date. Hence, we encourage people to register to vote during the voter registration weekend, which always happens before proclamation. Even if you are registered, remember to check if your voters' roll address is up to date.
And can you please explain to us, how does voter registration work?
Well, the following principles will ensure that each applicant registers at a voting district of ordinarily resident. Voters may apply for registration in a ward, a voting district, as determined by the address of the ordinary resident. In order to accept the application at a specific voting station, the physical address provided by the voter must be located inside a specific voter district. If the voter's personal details are incorrect on the ID book, he or she must effect the necessary change at an office of the Department of Home Affairs.
And can we as voters check if we are registered to vote? And how?
You can check if you are registered and if all your details are correct. Voters may use the following facilities to check the registration status. So it is our website at www.elections.org.za. There's an SMS number, which you send your ID number to 32810. Then there's a toll-free phone call from a landline to the call center, which is 0800 11 8000. It currently operates between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Our IEC application on a smartphone, laptop, or iPad. IEC WhatsApp chatbot at 0600 880000, and at a voting station during the voter registration weekend.
Should I register again if I registered during the previous elections?
A voter will only be required to re-register or update the registration details only if the voter has changed their place of residence, for example, has a new address, the voter has an incomplete or no address, a voter has been issued with a new ID number, which is different from the old one, the Municipal Demarcation Board has changed ward boundaries, the Electoral Commission has changed the voting district boundaries, and the registered voters may also use the IEC public website to create a profile and update their address details.
And what do I do if I find that I am not registered to vote when I check my registration status after the voters' registration weekend?
As already indicated, you can register at the IEC local office during office hours or register online at register2vote www.elections.org.za. You can also call the IEC contact center on 0800 11 8000.
And ma'am, kindly confirm the voters' registration weekend date for us this coming elections, please.
Okay, the National Voter Registration Weekend for 2024 general election will take place as follows. The date is the 18th and the 19th of November 2023. At the venue is all voting stations will be opened nationwide. Operating hours at voting stations during registration weekend are from 8 to 5 p.m.
Ms. Davids, any last comments and upcoming message to the listeners as we wrap up this interview?
I would just like to say it is important to note that the 2024 NPE, you will be voting where you are registered if you need to apply and get IEC approval to vote anywhere else. So don't let your family and friends miss out on the chance to have a say in our democracy. Help them to register as voters or check their registration. Remember, you will need the ID number, full name, address, and a cell phone number or email address and permission to do so. The stage is set for us to deliver free, fair, and credible elections in 2024. It's your democracy.
And how can listeners get in touch with the IEC if you want more information?
To get in touch with us, you can contact us on any social platform. So that could be Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our handle is at IEC South Africa. And then you can also type hi to the WhatsApp bot at 0600 88 0000. And you can call us on the toll-free number on 0800 11 8000 to speak to an agent. There's also a website. I'll repeat, it's www.elections.org.za. And you can also email us in info@elections.org.za.
Ma'am, thanks again for availing yourself to share with us more about these value information regarding voters' registration. All of the best for the preparation and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much, you too.